Hello everyone, welcome back to Talk and Fire podcast. This is Ashish and I'm Komal. I know it's been long time no see.
It's almost a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you feel, Ashish Ranjan, after like 1 year?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, I've been doing a lot of podcasts, but this has not been done for like 9 months or so. So this is great. I'm like having goosebumps of old memories. Like, think about just how much studio we have switched even in India. Like, we started from Bangalore and the first podcast of TikTok ban. And then we switched the studio and then we switched again. This kind of like 4.0. And we have significantly ramped up. Like, look at the setup. I can sit over here for four hours.
No, 4.0 was something else. This is 5.0, yeah? I feel.
That was like 3.5.
Because 4.0 was where you were shooting your videos. And this is 5.0, I feel.
All right. Agreed.
Yeah?
I don't remember about it properly. But yeah. good to have you back.
I am so mesmerized by the love you guys have been showing up throughout the year. Because I remember my channel when I was like kind of like discontinued it temporarily. It was like my channel was at 10k or something. Mm-hmm. But now it's around 20k, even though I'm not publishing anything. Mm-hmm. It's just your love. And I am so surprised. And you guys compelled me to do it.
Yeah, it's
you guys are the reason why I'm doing it again. Thank you so much.
It's insane because Amalgam channel actually showed more growth than Talk4712 did last year, I believe. Yeah, it really did, I think. And that one podcast, which I think is also going to be the topic of discussion today, that is improving spoken English and fluency, that got stupid viral, I would say. It's almost at the level of viral because it got like 100k views in just 30 days or so.
Can you imagine the love people are showing when I'm uploading the vlog and people are asking where is Talk and Fire podcast?
Yeah.
I'm like, here is vlog, please.
Yeah, sometimes...
Watch my vlog. They're like, no, where is your podcast?
Yeah. Sometimes we need to take a break for them to understand the value again. I guess it was good. It was good for us to take a break as well. We are fresh back again.
Yeah, it makes me like it reminds me of a song. Mm. I won't say it's like a little cliche song, but I won't say anything.
Now you have
I'll tell you later on. I won't say, because now if I say it, some people may be liking it and then be like, "Come on, you are cliche. This song is not cliche."
All right. Yeah. You can't say like it is a good song and it's a cliche at the same time, right? So let's just skip it. Right.
Yeah, I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah, and few announcements. So some of you guys, a lot of you guys might be knowing that Talk and Fire podcast used to come on Amalgam YouTube channel, which was Komal's YouTube channel. But we thought that managing like 2-3 different podcasts, because we also decided to start a Hindi podcast, we thought that it would be too much of a chaos. So we'll have just one podcast, that is our podcast. For English, and we'll have second podcast, that is Momentum podcast, for Hindi. And every now and then, at least once a month, Komal Tayar will be in English and in Hindi once at least. Maybe less, because we know that we are going to slack off sooner or later, because this is not what we do full time.
But we have to do. I'm like kind of serious now to do it like for like
all right.
On a continuous basis, yeah, and maybe not like discussing.
Maybe, yeah. I've never seen Komal so much serious about doing podcast ever before. I think the break gave her the idea that podcast is the thing for her. Yeah. And also vlog, I think you're taking vlogging seriously as well, right? Showing every now and then.
Yeah.
What you're doing in your life. So yeah, the Amalgam YouTube channel, sorry for a long intro and also a long discussion, detailed one, because we need to explain what's going on and what you can expect from this podcast.
This is needed.
Yeah, it is needed. It is much needed.
Yes.
So Amalgam channel, you can expect vlogs from Komal and whatever the hell Komal wants to do. It's her channel. And to systemize our English and Hindi podcast, we are having two different, like you can say, all the audio platforms. And then video is obviously going to be on YouTube. And our podcast is going to have a subset called Talk and Fire podcast. I'm also going to make a separate playlist so that you find it easy. If you just want to binge watch it, man, if you just want to do that, or just listen to it. Most people just listen to it unless you're insane. Listening to a 40-minute, watching a 40-minute podcast. Yeah, I need to stop doing this, but this is so fun. Yeah.
fit like a professional person.
Professional.
What are you doing?
Yeah, professional podcaster.
Look at me.
All right. I'm taking inspiration from Komal.
Take notes.
Taking notes, man. Taking mental notes. So what are we going to talk about today?
Okay. Actually, we were kind of covering a lot of topics in a Hindi and English podcast. Mm. And the reason is I'm not telling you right now is because I'm confused. Can you please tell us what we are doing in English and what in Hindi?
Oh, we are basically just what I'm doing with Art Podcast and Momentum Podcast.
No. What topics? Because I know, like, is it
what topics?
Yeah, I got confused what we are covering in English and what we are covering in Hindi.
Oh, yeah, because we are recording back-to-back another podcast right after this because of Komal Tyre's busy schedule. We have to accommodate
time. Research. Research takes everything from you, your soul, your happiness, but luckily not my happiness because I'm like extra happy person. So even if it takes away my happiness, it kind of, you know.
Yeah, you have some tolerance.
Make a neutral balance in my life.
Right. So just to brief you a little bit, we are going to talk about how to increase fluency in spoken English, how to improve your spoken English in general. That one podcast that got pretty popular, we want to do a throwback to that.
I think the point of discussing it, it's kind of doesn't make sense right now too much because we already have discussed it. It's like the same thing, like you have to practice, right? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
The reason is why people are not able to achieve it.
Right.
Even if after, like, even after they know the solution, why can't they, like, get the fluency? They won't.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's where we should discuss it more rather than, like, what's the reason fluency? Right, you should check out our podcast, that one.
Of course. And even we don't remember what we talked about over there. So there's no
I know. It's your nuska.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. So basically, I wanted to share a few of our experiences because the way I grew up and the way Komal grew up were completely 180. In her school life, she was like the topper, at least after six classes. So she used to participate in all of those like
debate and speech competitions. Yeah. I like to be on a stage. I used to be like the monitor of the class.
Yeah.
So I liked attention. I liked to be on the stage. And right now also when I do TA as well. So I teach undergrads over here.
Mm.
So I take their labs. So the moment I stand over there, just besides the board, I'm just like, I own it.
Right.
I like this.
But that growing up part is completely different from my case because I was like at the last of a line while people like you were speaking on the stage. So I did not have any experience growing up in the school days. But when I got into college somewhere in the first year, I understood the value of spoken English and started to put in time, time. And both of us are having, is it safe to say Hindi as a mother? I'm having Hindi as my mother tongue. Your mother tongue is Hindi as well, or is it like you will say Haryanvi?
You know, actually, Haryanvi is kind of, you know, like, it's Hindi only.
It's your parents' mother tongue. You grew up listening to it, but you basically used to communicate in Hindi.
Yeah, it's probably not a language. Yeah. It's like...
Officially not a language.
Like, the language is Hindi only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think Haryanvi is not an official language in Haryana. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, but whatever. Yeah, Hindi would be your mother tongue, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right, none of us come from South Indian background. South Indian people do have an easier time getting used to being fluent in English.
Yeah,
I have seen that.
I know.
Mainly because I think that their own language is so difficult. It requires so much tongue twisting that every other language becomes easy for them.
Yeah, it's easy to learn and grasp the, you know, command over different languages.
And while teaching a lot of people like through Aro speaking course, I never found any South Indian person having a problem in tongue twisting. Like a lot of us from Bihar, I don't know about Haryana, maybe, from UP for sure, has a lot of that when I want to say issue, I say issue.
it's mainly from UP, maybe some part of Hungary.
I've seen UP, Bihar.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think so that's problem in Haryana.
Not in Haryana, I think. But we do have some problems because our language is not as much tongue twisting.
Haryanvi people have problem with like O and O.
Right. Yeah.
Like they can't say, like I also used to have a problem. Like I used to say, if someone's name is Gauri, I'll say Gori.
Yeah.
So,
and you might not have noticed it, but you said it in this podcast as well when you said...
So I kind of correct myself all the time, but that's a problem which I still, you know, struggle with till this date.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's one thing which is called regional accent, that you are from a particular region. Let's say you are from Rajasthan, you're from Maharashtra, so you'll have a regional accent. That's all fine. As long as it is not creating a hindrance in communication. So if you're talking to someone and he or she is not able to understand what you're trying to say, then that's a problem. And we Indians get away with a lot of stuff because a lot of us do know, okay, he's trying to say that or she's trying to say that because these people are from that particular part of the country, so they are going to have that accent. For example, you're from Northeast, you're going to have some accent. So we know those accent. You go to other country and speak in that accent, they're not going to understand anything. You'll be having a tough time. And that's another thing that we might want to touch on later, that a lot of Indians complain about accents, man. You stress about accents way too much. And a lot of us are having accents because of the different places that we grew up in. And since me and Komal have been living in America, we have to modulate our accent to a huge extent for them to understand what we are saying. If we go for crude Indian accent, a lot of things that we say, we have to say like 5 times, right?
I know.
Most of the time, they can't even say our names, right?
Yeah.
So that's the reason. And Indians obsess about that way too much. We see in the comment section all the time, why are you having this accent? And even back when I had never touched my feet out of the country, I still used to face all of these things. Because like I've lived in Northeast, I've lived in Tamil Nadu, I grew up in Ranchi, I've lived in Delhi. So it created like a concoction of accent, right? So people don't understand what the hell it is. And above that, most of my English came from like speaking to myself, to mirror. So I was not like communicating to another person.
Yeah, so the problem is we do not see English as a language. We see English as a measure of, you know, your class, your standard.
Yeah.
And also we become like hypocritical about it.
Mm-hmm.
That you should be good in English, but your English should not be having the American accent.
Mm, yeah.
Because you should be on like this borderline where you should not be too bad, but you shouldn't be too good as Americans.
Right. And it's not just accent. Too good. We are not saying someone is superior because of a particular accent. You see, again, that problem. Shashi Tharoor having an accent all the time, right? But it's not really an accent. It's really how those words were supposed to be pronounced. So if you go for Oxford Dictionary and you look for the pronunciation, he's actually pronouncing the words the way it is supposed to be pronounced.
But Ashish, who is regulating it?
Yeah, nobody.
Right.
So
as long as you are clear, you're clear in your communication, as long as you're able to make other person understand what you are saying, it no longer matters.
Yeah, it doesn't
until
matter.
You are writing something wrong in academia where somebody has wrong impression of your words, what you wanted to like make it look like.
Right.
So for language, I completely see it like, I don't know why. Where this obsession comes from, maybe from like celebrities, like a lot of this part comes from like the celebrities. They are, you know, they're having only one accent, which is closer to American accent. So people try to imitate that. I do not say there's wrong something in it, but it's just like people try to be like, always, we know people are always wanna be celebrities, right? So they try to copy them. And then the normal people, they try to mock them. And then now it comes like, oh, you want to be like more sophisticated. You want to sound like more posh.
Right.
And that is completely wrong. Mm-hmm. Why can't you just say what a person is saying? Why can't you see it? Rather than judging those things, I'm pretty sure the time you're taking processing the accent of some other person, you must have skipped on the content.
Right. And Americans never do that. They never judge on the basis of your accent. They're only having a problem if they're having a problem understanding. And then after also, they're going to say sorry 2 times that they were not able to understand. But they never like judge on the basis of your accent. They judge on the basis of a lot of things though, right? Yeah. They are great at discriminating, even though they are great at hiding that as well. But accent is not one of them.
they won't laugh. Yeah. I know, like, since I'm doing PhD in chemistry, there are so many words which kind of differ X and Y's.
Right.
So earlier, you know, methylates, right? It's CH3 group.
Right.
So methyl, like, if it's connected to another atom.
Mm-hmm.
So methyl, so we used to call it methyl in India, but mm-hmm. over here, everybody calls it like methyl, ethyl, phenyl. Right. So when I used to say those things out loud, because the moment I came over here, I started teaching.
Mm-hmm.
My students, they never made fun of me.
Mm.
My colleagues in my office, they never made fun of me or made me realize if I spoke something wrong. As long as it's understood to them,
yeah.
they're okay with it. And right. that's such a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
So why can't we do it? Why can't we treat it as a language? And where does it coming from, right?
Yeah.
So why is not with other languages? Why is it only with English?
Yeah.
It's just an official language,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
People speak Hindi, people speak maybe different languages in a different accent.
Yeah.
So we do not make such a big fuss about it. If yeah. somebody says a wrong word, not even like correct word in a wrong pronunciation, and you start making fuss about it, and people start, you know, when you are having argument and when they start losing on it,
mm-hmm.
they start using, oh, you don't even know this,
mm-hmm.
your grammar is incorrect.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people I've seen, like, the younger side of the audience, and they have never been to any other state, and then they see a YouTuber from like a completely different part of the country, maybe completely different part of the world.
Yeah.
And they judge on the basis of accent. I've lived in Northeast, and Northeasterns have this American kind of accent. It is because of the languages they speak, right? Like the Assamese, they're speaking a different language. People from Sikkim are speaking Nepali. So if you talk to a Nepali in English, they're going to have very much inclined towards American accent. I met a person from Assam in California, and I took some time to understand that he's not actually American because he had completely different accent. Later, I found out that he's from India as well.
Yeah.
So you don't understand how diverse India itself is, right? And when I was in ISRO, when I was in Bach, because I was in the southern side, I had completely different accent. Look at those videos that I've made during the 2018, 2019 times. Because
yes.
I was communicating to South Indians day and night. So my accent had a lot of tur in that.
Yeah, even my accent had a lot of ups and downs.
Right, yeah.
It just kept on changing.
It changes,
the years.
Yeah. Freaking doesn't matter.
I don't know how I sound, because now I'm recording after 1 year, and I may sound completely different to you than I was
yep.
back.
You sound fine. Well, it was a topic that we wanted to discuss later.
Yeah.
But we are going to start working towards, like, how can people improve their spoken English? Not discussing the things that we have already discussed, but I want to talk about how during your school life, you always like participated in these debate competitions and presentations, which really helped you to improve your communication skills, right? Now, to a person like me, I used to always run away from that. Like throughout my school life, if a teacher is looking for a person to come on stage, I will be hiding wherever I can. I'll hide under the desk if possible, right?
Yeah,
so what did you do? Did you just, was the first person to raise your hand?
Like, are you asking me
yeah.
about like what?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you used to do? Like how many these speeches and things you used to do during your school life?
I think younger you are, better is to have command over anything which you want to
mm-hmm.
be like excellent at.
Hmm.
So for me, I was like a kid who was like, I want to be best at everything.
Mm.
If it is speaking, if it games, if it academia, I want to be best.
Right.
Always. Like, I have always been competitive.
Right. And
just like Monica in Friends.
She is kind of like that, especially with her OCD, with cleanliness.
Yeah, I'm like very much similar to her in that case. OCD, I get like, you'll find me like mopping my floor at 3 at night.
Right.
So that's pretty much the case.
You can totally play Monica, man. All right. So I was getting at something which I completely lost. So you
were asking me, I was about to say this, but it kind of, you know, got deviated somewhere
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me,
Oh yeah, I was saying that she comes from a family where her parents can't even, I think, write proper English, right? I don't think they can write proper English. Forget about speaking. They can't speak English, obviously.
Yeah, so like that kind of makes sense. Most families in Haryana, like they're Haryanvi, so they can't even speak proper Hindi.
Okay.
And forget about English. Okay. Yeah. So.
So it like you came from a family where like you are having trouble to find light to study. I know that that's the kind of family that you come from. Like you, a reason why you're having specs today is because you grew up studying in a very low light environment. Isn't that true?
Because in Haryanvi family, nobody cares. You know, it's just like there's light. Okay, nobody really cared about like. This was an era where people started taking studies more seriously. It's not like with me only, it's everywhere, right? But it was me. I was very different throughout my childhood. I always had very different mentality than rest of people I used to see. Even though I never showed it openly, because you want to be accepted, right?
Right.
Everywhere. I don't know why. I was like, my brother is just like completely opposite to me. Even though we were like,
I would disagree.
Grown up,
he's like almost like you, exactly.
No,
like
in
you.
Terms of mentality and everything, he has just like. I'm not saying he has narrow mentality or something. Yeah. He has broad mentality, but at the same time, it's different than me. It's different, right? The kind of competitiveness I feel.
Right.
The kind of seriousness I feel about things.
Yeah.
So he's just like a completely different person. He's like people's person.
You are a people's person too, though.
As well, but I'm kind of different. Some people may dislike me, but nobody can dislike him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's just different. I'm just talking about how, like, I always had, you know, with the languages only, it's only not only about English. It's about, I always wanted to learn languages, like, when I was in DU, in Delhi University, I was doing my bachelor's. I remember when I used to do practicals. So my college was South Indian. And everybody over there, whoever was managing our practicals, like the people, lab assistants, everyone was from South, mostly Andhra and Telangana. So I used to go to them and ask them, hey, how do you say, how are you? They're like, Elana Rubaguna, and like that, I still remember. So I always had this inclination to learn new languages, which I kind of also feel like today, oh, I'm going to just download some Spanish app and I'm going to learn Spanish since I'm in California and most of the people speak Spanish over here. So because there are a lot of Mexicans over here. Right. So I feel like, oh, I should learn it. And that way, like, it's just like I always had this inclination, and it's not only for English. I always had it for Hindi. I can speak like very pure Hindi, where you won't be able to understand the meaning of those words. So I have a good grasp over Hindi as well. I'm not saying like I just had inclination only for English.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, whenever I need to read something in Hindi because I've almost forgotten.
I'm very good at writing as well. Like I can write nicely. Yeah. It's not something I'm bragging myself. It's something which I kind of wanted it to be in myself that, hey, I want to be good in writing languages. I want to be good in speaking languages. So, yeah.
I think that thirst is very important, the thirst for knowledge. And kids growing up should have that, because that ultimately adds up humongously. Like, I struggled a lot when I got into college. When I saw people who have been like learning for the past 16 years, they were always like good students throughout their school life. I was like, how am I going to compete with them? And that took like my college life twice. I never enjoyed my college life because I was in library all the time. That's what I had to make up. And people like Sushant, he was like just scoring as much as me, but he was enjoying all the time because he was a good student throughout his school life. So that's important. But also what I think is that my family, my parents were never able to teach me why I should take my academics seriously. That's the problem with a lot of kids, I feel, because they do not understand why they need to study. They are always being told that you need to study a lot, that you need to score more than other people. That's what they are told. But they are not told what is like the benefit. Like, I was preparing for IIT JEE, And I was like, okay, I want to go to IIT. And I never understood why I wanted to go to IIT unless I gave one entrance examination for M.Tech in IIT Delhi. And that was the first time in 2017 when I actually saw Indian Institute of Technology. And I then related it to the college that I graduated from. I understood, oh, this is why you need to get into an IIT. So I think a lot of parents are not good at explaining that why part. Now, knowing what I'm knowing right now, if I can go back to 8th standard, I would be like working on getting in every next speech and debate competition. I saw like my friends doing that all the time.
Also, I feel it's personal as well, like how much inclination you have. It's not completely parents' fault or something. And especially at the era where when we were growing up, so... parents never, really...
So why do you think there's a difference? Like, why were you a good student during your school life and not me? Why do you think that is? It's just reflex, the way the randomness of the world works?
It's about a different personality. It's about, the circumstances which made you the person you are today. Same, my brother was grown up in the same circumstances, but he came out to be, a completely different person. So that doesn't justify the thing, right? He has the same parents.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Because he threw away his college life completely, right?
Yes, it doesn't depend.
But he made a good career later on.
Yeah, it's just he's going super good in his career. But it completely depends on a personality and also kind of company you're keeping.
Right.
Right. So I.
Right, and it's also different for boys and girls because boys
can't completely say that.
Yeah, it is different because boys have different environment. They roam around a lot with their friends. I think not as much. Like girls don't go for long trips, at least in India, or take their bike and just go to a completely different place, 5 kilometers away.
Most. Whenever we pass such things over here, so that means most.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Everyone.
If you generalize it, you can't generalize it. Otherwise, we cannot say anything. There was a problem with the battery of the camera. All right, we have to continue from that. Where were we? We were talking about how you taking initiatives and that thirst for knowledge and learning helped you
too. It's cut for me now. Now I want to ask the same thing to you. Why you couldn't be the person who is very communicative?
Oh, yeah, I was super introvert. I was very artistic growing up. So my mother was a fine art teacher and I used to sit in every one of her class growing up. So
now it has two aspects. I'm sorry to cut you in between.
Yeah, sure.
Talk in between, for communicative can be in either languages.
Right. Yeah.
And for English.
Right.
Tell me for both.
I was neither very communicative in Hindi nor very much in English. I did not used to talk a lot. My family members, relatives used to say that if you talk, I'm going to give you 10 rupees. That I was in a social event, if 15 people are sitting, I would be just mum. I would not say anything. I can sit over there for an hour. I would not say anything.
Then you should go back to them now and ask for maybe millions because now you're speaking so much.
Well, they better pay me millions, man. that's just a personality trait that I was an introvert and that's just the way it was. And that was not just because I did not care about talking. It was also over time grew up into I'm not comfortable in talking. It is a fear. It's a real fear. Whenever I talk something that I wish I did not. So the next time is that I wish I don't talk.
Yes. And I feel the best way to improve your communication, and especially in English, is during your school days only.
Right.
Because that's where you're learning a lot of things and your mind kind of, grasp everything.
Yeah.
So I think at that stage, you should start watching content in English more. Say you can start with very simple series. They're kind of interesting. But at the same time, it will make you more familiar with the language. It's for every language.
Listening helps a lot. English. Listening is very, very powerful. There's no doubt in that. Mm-hmm. And I think during the college time, and like you said that, it's better if you start early. Well, it is never too early as well. People say it's never too late, but it's never too early as well. Start right now, wherever you are.
Yeah.
But then again, I decided to start working on it when I got into college, and I don't think anything could stop me. What I did, I think barely anyone else does. Like, I took it so seriously. Like, I'll talk for 1 hour to myself in English for like straight up 6 years. And that kind of dedication is insane. And that is required if you messed up your initial primary, like 18 years or so of your school life. But it is still possible. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that I'm having any kind of inferiority when it comes to compare anyone's communication in the language of English. And I think that can be done in just like 3 to 4 years maximum. But now I created a whole method and I've seen students doing better in just 1 month significantly.
I think Ashish improved a lot when he was practicing speaking. So that's where problem lies. Even though like you're good at listening, before I start to the next phase of what I'm saying, I think you should first listen a lot of content in English. You can start with animated series. They are like so, because they are meant to be for kids. So it's like very simple, very kind of slow. And you kind of can grasp it. Without subtitles, obviously.
That's a very important point. It's not obviously. A lot of people watch English content, but they always have subtitles. You remember how much I forced you to stop using subtitles? Because people don't understand this. When you are watching an English content with subtitles, you're not really listening to English, but you're reading English. And that is not going to help you to improve your communication skills. Listening improves your speaking. Reading improves your writing. So a lot of people who are like academically very good, they prefer reading because they're very fast in reading. Because you remember when we used to watch the same content in English with subtitles, she would like read instantly. And I would like, hey, pause that, right? Because I was not used to that. In general, I suck at reading, right? But you have to take that very seriously. If you are watching English content and you want to improve your communication skills, 100% guaranteed listening will tune your brain in a manner that you just fabricate the words and sentences to communicate your idea. But that won't happen if you're just reading subtitles because you're just using your ears for sound effects. Rest the language is through your reading. So yeah, that's an important point.
Yeah, another point which I feel is like a lot of people, do you remember, have you ever played this game with your siblings in childhood where you kind of start speaking English? Hey, we'll speak in English from now onwards, or maybe with your friends.
I have played that game with Ankit.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of you have played that with your siblings or your friends as well. So that's where, you know, we can see there is, you know, desire to learn the language. But at the same time, then why we are still at square one? Because we are not able to, you know, interact with people who can speak English. That's where the main, even though I see like the reason you are watching this podcast right now is because you care. You also want, you also wish to learn English. You also wish to speak fluently. So the reason is why you can't improve lies that you do not have someone to talk to.
Right. But, see, Komal, I'm just going to cut you over there for a reason because I disagree at a point. I know where
it is. Let me complete, Ashish.
I know where it is coming from, all right? Because you grew up speaking English. You grew up speaking English, so you were decent in speaking English.
Let me complete my thing.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, what I was saying, the problem is we do not have someone to talk to. So why do we have to look for someone? Look for yourself.
Oh, no. You just turned the table.
That's not even fair. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, this is my moment. Don't steal my limelight.
That's not even fair. Yeah.
Don't steal my limelight.
She's so smart.
I was in such a good flow. It was connected.
Yeah, my social scores just went downhill.
Yes. Okay, anyway, so why can't someone be you? And why can't you talk to yourself?
All right. Can I speak now, ma'am?
Yeah, and now I'm going to just give my limelight to him because he's just been like so desperate to speak because he is master's in it. And
PhD.
He can throw more light over it, how to improve over there.
Yeah, see, the reason why I was able to help so many people improve their English is because I was terrible at it at one point. So I relate with them. Now, you would find it quite comfortable to talk in English when you are, let us say, in college because you grew up with decent English. Now, for someone who grew up with trashy English, if that person all of a sudden decides, okay, from now on, every day I'll make it a mission that I'll talk to three people in English, that is just going to be demotivating for them because they're not going to do so well, right? And next time that fear is going to enhance. So what you're basically doing is like playing cricket for the first time in a World Cup scenario. Like you just threw yourself on the stage when you were not prepared. And that is happening to so many people who are continuously getting advice from other people that to improve spoken English, what you should do is speak a lot of English, talk to your friends in English. And that doesn't work out because we are all on the same page. And more people than less actually did not grow up speaking English well. Because you see, toppers and people who are taking leadership roles and those people who are, let us say, prefects and monitors and those who are giving speeches early in the morning, they're like minority, obviously. They're like the top three, top 10 people of a school. And that too, if it is a good school. So majority of the people are having this problem. So the method that I incline towards is that, all right, let's give myself the practice hours. Let's give my tongue some practice to speak this language. And when I'll be comfortable enough, I'll start to apply that, like gradually increasing my level. And then I'll take some simple roles. And the roles can be as simple as asking a question in a class. That's it. You're just saying one line. Think about what you're going to say. Ask that question. And then you get more confidence. Just like you'll nurture an athlete, right? You have a kid who has never played baseball. You want him to be a professional athlete. So you nurture him slowly. Build that person's confidence. Same goes with like any other athletic sport.
Yeah.
So that's the way you should do it. But a lot of people are not ready to put those hours. They do not understand the value of patience, that it will take like at least a month for you doing it every day for 20 minutes for you to see any progress.
Yeah.
And I've generally seen that if people even start seeing progress in 3 days, they are going to say that. And for that, the basic DIMR rule is DMIR, do, monitor, something, something, and repeat. All right, basically record, then listen to it, and then find out your weaknesses, and then improve upon it. Yeah, I was for improve. And then you repeat that on a daily basis.
Yeah. And
once you have done that for a long time, you yourself will start to have the confidence that, yeah, now I can speak. You know how many people in the comment section has been telling me that Talk and Fire podcast has helped them to improve their spoken English?
Don't steal my thoughts. Oh, you're stealing everything what I'm going to say.
That's what happens when you're a double scientist. You're so smart, you actually read people's minds.
I have a lot of things. Take whatever you want.
Yeah. So, you were saying something?
No.
I took everything? All right.
No, I do have. Like, the third solution is, on a serious note, the third solution is, like, maybe you can start thinking in English rather than, like, the problem also lies, you kind of are not fluent in it is because you are thinking in your mind first in your native language and then you're translating it in English or any other language you wanted to translate to. So you'll like, if you'll watch a lot of content in English, you'll also get used to thinking in English in your head, and then it would be easy to translate to and then speak to.
Right. So, what I've experienced is that if you keep on speaking English a lot, consuming a lot of English content, that happens automatically.
Yeah, that's like sub-extension of that.
Yeah, but yeah. I get the point. The reverse can work as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that definitely works. These are very simple things. But see, all of these things always involve some action. That's it. Any growth always comes from an action. And you'll have to start putting in some time towards that. Yeah,
and then further on, when you are kind of confident in speaking, you can beautify your language by putting garnishing over it.
Right.
And what you can do, like for garnishing, what you can do is like just improve your vocabulary.
Yeah, vocabulary. That's very important.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a saying, I'm not sure if Dale Carnegie said it or not, but a person's intelligence can be known from a person's vocabulary. And there are multiple reasons for that. But basically, it's also a thumb rule that a person who's using a lot of intellectual words automatically seems more intellectual or more learned, right? But it was not Dale Carnegie. I once read a book which was on vocabulary, Word Power Made Easy, I think that was its name. Very tiny book, I think 60 rupees or so. I think first few pages this was written. that the reason behind that is that a more learned person, a person who is more educated, has read more, right? Has studied more. So through that reading material, that person automatically has learned more and more words.
I think where it is coming from, that we like the sophisticated, or we can say the words, unprecedented mm-hmm. or never heard words, mm-hmm. is because we love adversity. We love uniqueness. Mm-hmm. Whatever would be unique, we want
right.
it.
You have to stand out, right?
So, yeah. And when you kind of throw that word, and then the person in front of you, you make that person think like, oh, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So you kind of, you know, grab their attention. Mm-hmm. And you also kind of like making yourself unique, because you're like, even if like there's 10 people in the room and they're using the same word, and if you want to leave an impression, maybe you'll use something in your, say, language.
Some people just go overboard, though, because I remember it was like the end of the training program in Indian Space Research Organization, and every department got one representation, like one person can go ahead, one scientist can go ahead and represent that department and summarize everything what you thought about the training program in 2 minutes, right? And this guy goes over there and in 2 minutes uses 100 new words.
Yeah, it also depends yeah. on where you are speaking.
Right.
Like knowing your audience, it mm-hmm. works the best when you are speaking something. Like being a speaker, it's your duty to understand your audience. Mm-hmm. I sometimes use some words over here because I want you to look for it. Maybe you may not be knowing it, but
yeah,
that's the purpose, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we are trying to do over here.
Yeah.
Like that's because a lot of you comments in the comment section that, hey, we are learning English and all these things. So it's okay to say those things over here. But if I start throwing those sophisticated words, maybe in my presentation where, you know, the scientific community is very much restrained to only particular words. Mm-hmm. And if I start throwing those words in my presentation, I would lose the connection. Mm-hmm. That's not the purpose over there. I want to connect over there with the audience to make them understand what my research is.
Right.
And so yeah. I should be as easy yeah. as it can be.
True. Yeah. yeah. You cannot like complicate the message too much so that it be... In general, I always say that communication itself is so difficult, right? There are so many barriers. Like you grew up somewhere else. I grew up somewhere else. Like we have different ideas about how we should be communicating, and also like there's a efficiency in which my thoughts are converted into my words. Like 100% of my words is not always perfectly converted into, like 100% of my thoughts are not 100% converted into words, right? There's always a lacking, and then again my words get converted into your thought. So there's a significant difference between my thought and your thought. So there's a communication gap already. You don't want to make it more complicated.
Exactly. So yeah. Know your audience.
Right. And I was saying something. Yeah, listening is extremely important. See, basically, everyone who has gone through auto speaking course, I'm just going to tell you for free our basic idea, what we always say and always preach. And that is 20 minutes speaking. You're going to speak for 20 minutes into a microphone. You're going to spend 20 more minutes listening to your own recording so that you understand how you're speaking. That's the only way to find out your flaws. And then the last 20 minutes is going to be you listening to some English content. You can do more than 20 minutes for any of these, but at least 20 minutes is very important for at least 1 month. And anybody who has done this has gotten significant progress in just 1 month. So this 20 minute of listening is very important. And just speaking to you, it reminded me that throughout my college life, there was one thing that I was doing, which was also different from what other people in my college were doing or at that timeline were doing. And that is listening to a lot of podcasts. I was listening to a lot of English podcasts throughout. And that's like basically listening to 1 to 2 hours of English content on a daily basis. That can create an enormous, gigantic difference between two people.
I also kind of realized that's where your knowledge comes from.
Which knowledge?
That's where your intellect comes from. Because you listen to a lot of podcasts where yeah. people from different, like people with different expertise and with different backgrounds, they come over there and they share the knowledge.
Right.
So I think that plays a lot of part in making you intellectual as well.
Right. So I'm basically talking about 2012-2013 era, and even then we were fortunate enough to listen to someone who is sitting in, let us say, I don't know, Poland, right? And if that person is talking the same language that you understand, you are able to get his or her ideas, right? And that is a big thing that people just 20 years ago were not having the access to. And think about how exponential that has grown in today's day and age. But it comes with a cost, because there's a lot more garbage these days as well. And that's our topic for another day.
Yeah.
Right. Should we conclude this podcast over
there? Yes, for sure. I think we're done with this.
Yeah, we're done with this. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being over here. We had a fun time talking to you guys, talking to you, Komal. Thank you for being over here after a long time. I hope we are going to continue on doing this on a regular basis, at least once a month. I hope so. And big news, now me and Komal Tai is going to have a Talk and Fire podcast in Hindi, which is going to be a part of Momentum Podcast. So Talk and Fire is just going to be an extension of Art Podcast and Momentum Podcast with a special guest, Komal Tai, over here. And in Hindi, we'll be able to maybe talk in a different style, because that's our mother tongue. And believe it or not, that's the language in which me and Komal talk in all the time.
I'll be having Delhi tadka and you'll be having like...
Humne kya kiya? Hum to kuch nahi kiya. I'm having a Bihari Jharkhandi accent. But also my accent changed a lot. But I still do not understand the strilling and pulling, man. The ka ki and hawa ud rahi hai ya ud
raha hai. Oh, you said strilling. I heard strilling.
I did say strilling. But that was a tongue twisting issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thrilling. I still do not understand the gender in speaking the English, sorry, Hindi language. I don't think if I ever can. But if it was not for Komal, I would have been much worse. even till Bagh days, I used to, like, I get it. Like, the place that we were born and we grew up, we speak different Hindi, right? But that's wrong Hindi.
Yeah.
And I think it is okay to change it a little bit. Because people make a lot of fun also, man. When I was in Delhi, people make fun.
Speak something which is pure, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the language. Then again, that's how the language was designed to be spoken.
Yeah.
It's fine to speak your regional language. Like even today, if I talk to the friends that I grew up from Rachi, like if I talk to Shivam, who's right now in Amsterdam, right? And I'm right now in California, which is in America. I don't know why I said a country and then a state. But then again, United States is a giant country. So even today, if we talk in Hindi, we are going to have our Jharkhandi accent, because we grew up with that. And that's fun, as long as it isn't. Because to people who don't understand that accent or that way of speaking, it will be a communication gap again.
I think I help you improve a lot in Hindi, because sometimes I say, it's not acceptable, I would say. Ye bilkul bhi maanya nahi hai.
Right.
Yeah, so I think I've helped him a lot.
And you will continue to do so, ma'am, because I need some more help. All right, guys, we are going to end this podcast over here. I'll make sure Komal Tai is back over here. And check out her vlog. It was a pretty good one. And I'm pretty sure by the time the next one comes out, she might be ready with another vlog, because she's taking this pretty seriously.
Yeah.
All right, guys, see you in the next one. Till then, bye.
Till then, take care.